Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're just seconds away from a timely conversation about business and personal goal setting, and more importantly, attaining those goals. How are goals different than resolutions, and what tools can you use to get you to achieve those goals? Deborah Renner is the Vice President and Chief Learning Officer for Tarot International, and we'll talk about all of that and more next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of AARP. You know, there are real possibilities coming to families through the programming and advocacy being done by your statewide AARP. From legislative programs to creating livable communities for every age, check out AARP for real possibilities.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. So grateful that you have tuned in again today. We are honored to be sitting with Deborah Renner. Deborah is the Chief Educational Officer and Creative Content Officer at Tarot International. Deborah, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see you, Michael.
Well, Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you so much. It's upon us.
It is upon us, and we can put 2018 in the rearview mirror,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, we can.
All right. This is the time of year when many of us are making New Year's resolutions that probably go out the window the first week of February, or we make goals, business goals. We take a look at what's happened in the past. We might be doing year-end reviews or year-beginning reviews of our business. So this is a time to talk about goals and goal setting. Yeah,
it is. It's totally appropriate this time of year.
So what does Tarot International have to say about setting goals and the difference between a goal and a resolution?
You know, it's so funny because we hear the resolution word right now because everyone's thinking New Year's resolution. And just that word is, you know, the root is resolve. And so it's a firm determination, but it takes a plan in order to be able to affect a resolution. And one of the complaints people have is many times, you know, I set the resolution, but by February, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it. So a goal, the difference is that it's measurable. It's, you can achieve it. It's achievable. And there are actual steps you can take, because to be able to achieve a goal, we're probably going to have some behavior change. And we're going to have to get used to kind of the new vision of what we want instead of our current reality. And so it takes a progression. We have to have not just a determination of what we want to do, but a roadmap in order how to do it.
And measurable, I would suspect, yes?
Absolutely measurable.
All right. Lots of individuals in business or in their personal life say, okay, look, next year I am going to increase my business by 7%. All right? And you can really work at that.
Yes,
but,
you can.
But if you don't have it laid out how you're going to get there, you're spinning your wheels, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. We have to be able to have those measurable steps laid out so that we can not only achieve what we want to achieve incrementally, but we can celebrate those small wins along the way to keep us motivated towards the larger goal.
Because you have to have that, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So if you're, and we've heard this said so many, if you bite off too big of a chunk, you're going to fail.
You can't eat the elephant all at once.
So how do you determine a goal? How do you realistically sit down and say, okay, this is what we're going to do?
Yes.
Or I'm going to do.
Well, we can take a look. We have to have some kind of model for planning, and we have so many aspects of our lives that we could influence if we were able to achieve some goals. So we kind of take a look at our lives, and at Tarot we have a planning model where it's a circle with some spokes, and you might have some goals spiritually for community involvement, your financial goals, maybe some goals around your health, maybe in your career, your personal life. And what we say is to take a look at all of the aspects that are important to you, and then take a look at how satisfied you are with what you've achieved in each of those spokes of the wheel. And that can inform you of the things that you may need to think about setting goals around and doing in order to be more satisfied with your life.
And this sounds as though it's not really a one-off. This is going to take some time to sit and actually think about it.
It does take some time to think about, but the visual is so important because you've got the circle and you've got the different pieces of the pie, so to speak, and you can just take a pencil or a pen and just shade in how satisfied are you with each of those aspects of your life. And where you see that you don't have a lot of shading, that might be a place that you want to set a concrete goal.
Huh. Okay, so so that way you've got something physically in front of you.
Absolutely.
That you can start to say, okay, I may be lacking in this area, but I'm pretty strong over here, so that
yes.
will reinforce where you're headed.
Yes, it can help you determine.
I got it. Is that why resolutions fail? Because, you know, we all make them.
We do, and we can make determinations, but we don't have a plan. And what can happen is, we can sabotage our own goal just by the beliefs that we might not even be conscious of that we hold. We have to be able to set the goal, set the steps, and really let that idea incubate. It's not going to be something that we're going to achieve right off the bat. And so we've got to be patient with that incubation period of setting the goal towards actually achieving it. And we can imprint ourselves for success by changing the way that we think and really recognizing, do we have some beliefs that might be holding us back? There are a couple things that do hold us back when we do set goals.
Okay, yeah.
One, they call up and not through. And this is an interesting one because
up and
not through. So, for instance, if someone's training for the Olympics, and they may train in their sport and they visualize themselves doing whatever it is that they do, and they get to the Olympics, and they haven't really visualized or planned to go through to actually winning the gold medal, they kind of stop themselves at the place in and what they thought about.
I am going to the Olympics
yes.
rather than I am going to win the gold medal.
Exactly. Mm. So we want to make sure we're going completely through to the end game of what we want from that particular goal. Another one is conflicting goals. If I want to spend more time with my family, but I also want to spend more time on the golf course, I may find that those things are conflicting with each other. So we have to be able to prioritize and think through what those things are going to mean.
Or get a family golf membership, right?
There you go. And the goals have to be ours. So many times people are acting on things they think other people want them to do. Mm. That's not going to work. We have to have a personal investment. We have to own it. And unfortunately, parents hate to hear this because, you know, we have goals for our children, but it has to be something that they own and want in order for them to have the motivation to follow through.
Okay, I'm going to take a turn here for just a moment. How do you do that then? How do you... because all of us who are fortunate enough to have kids, and no
yes.
matter how old
yes.
those children are, they're still our kids.
Exactly.
And but we would like for them to accomplish whatever. We always want the best for them. Can some of those things be transferable, you think?
We certainly can role model,
and
we certainly can educate, but the child themselves are going to determine
sure.
what's most important to them, and I think the self-awareness, not only for the child as they grow, but also for the parent in terms of, is it my goal or is it theirs?
All right. Yeah, so self-recognition of who's
exactly.
drawn the line in the sand. Deborah Renner is the Chief Learning Officer, ladies and gentlemen, at Tarot International, and we're breaking into the new year talking about goals. So when you program your mind for success and you started yes. down that path, go through to the end, right?
Yes.
You know, we've all heard coaches talk about, okay, if you are a basketball person, you know, you see that ball going through.
Yes.
And so that's what we're talking about, yeah?
Yes, you visualize, you really imprint your mind to see the end result. And one of the stories I love, it was published in Life magazine in like 1972. There was a man named John Goddard. And when
sure.
he was 15 years old, he heard his grandmother saying, oh, if only I had done this, or if only I had done that. And he made up his mind at that young age that he was never going to live his life that way. He wanted to figure out what he wanted to accomplish.
No regrets.
He actually set, I think it was 127 goals. And these weren't simple things. These were things like just in one goal was explore the Nile, Amazon, Congo, and Rio Coco rivers. He had very elaborate goals.
Wow.
Carry out careers in medicine and exploration. The interesting thing was he wrote all of these down, and that's a key thing in goal setting. You know, determine what it is. These are things that were really important to him. He wrote them down, and by age 47, he had achieved 103 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it, but it's that writing it down and really making it go from the internal self to the outward world, and then keep that in front of you.
And being singularly focused,
yes,
on achieving,
yes,
those goals.
They still stayed important to him, and that's the mission he was
going
to. Isn't
that interesting? At age 15, you start writing these goals, and at age 47, you've accomplished so many of them. So that is an incredible amount of self-determination and self-realization.
Is. Yes, it definitely is. And the fact that he wrote them down. Another technique is borrowing from the past. And this is, athletes use this all the time. If they have a goal, they think back to something they've achieved. How did they feel? And then they get some vivid mental imagery around what it's going to look like when they do succeed. And that can actually catapult our success in achieving a goal.
So much of this is psychological, isn't it?
It is psychological. It is. I mean, the steps that we need to take and write down, and the way we need to measure these things isn't.
Those are all mechanical things, right?
Exactly. But the imagery, which is so important, is more working with our subconscious to be able to create the picture of what we want and then working towards it. Another thing that goes with that is vision boards. This is one of my favorites, is where
vision boards.
You determine what it is you're wanting to achieve. So it could be in your career. And what you do is you find pictures. Just find pictures that represent or have the essence of what that is like or what that is, and create a board, put the pictures on it, and then just keep this somewhere where you look at it each day. And you find that you will start to program your mind again to find what it is that you've determined you want.
And this works for business and for personal gain, yes?
It does. Yes, absolutely.
I think that's fascinating because you've just explained to me why my bride consistently has imagery up on her computer or wherever of Anna Maria Island, her favorite place in the world to go.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep, that's her destination.
That is her destination. She's fixated on that. She's been going there for years, and that is where she really enjoys being. So, yeah, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Our personalities have a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you about that. My bride and I, we have absolutely opposite personalities. She is the glass is always half full. Oh. Me, sometimes it's not so full. But you know, how does personality affect our ability to not only set goals, but then attain them?
Well, the great equalizer, each of us, has 86,400 seconds every single day to achieve whatever it is we're setting out to achieve. And personality assessments and personality can really inform our self-awareness. And how could John Goddard at 15 determine what he really wanted to do, 127 things? He had a lot of self-awareness of what was important to him, and age, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be a factor with being able to be self-aware. But we need to know what our go-to behaviors are, because then we can manage our tendencies to achieve a goal. So here at Tarot, we do the Myers-Briggs personality assessment. So for instance, on that, I'm a perceiver. So there's a way you structure lifestyle. And the way I structure lifestyle is what they call a perceiver. And that means that I like to keep my options open. And now if I'm working on a project that maybe is a goal for me that I want to finish.
For example, your book.
Yes.
I mean, there was
that was a great example, her book, Your Invisible Toolbox.
Right.
Because I was co-author with Rowena, and Rowena is not a perceiver on that scale. And so Rowena would have set deadlines and times of particularly doing things, I would be creating and trying to get one more idea or one more story that we were going to put in the book. Both, we needed both of what we had with regards to what we brought with our personalities. But for me as a perceiver, I have to have a deadline. I have to have a time that I say, okay, we've gathered enough. Now we need to bring this to fruition. And for Rowena, it would be, now we need, you know, maybe we need that next story, or maybe we don't want to cut it off at this point. And so we worked together, which was really a wonderful partnership
to be able to bring our personalities.
Yes, over 8 years.
Yeah, I think that's a stunning thing about that. And you know, just to backslide a little bit about that, but I would suspect you learned a lot about not only yourself, but each other.
Absolutely, and learned how our personalities could complement the goal that we had. And so that was a goal with steps and things that we could measure, but we also brought to it that unique personality, and that's how personality does influence our ability to achieve our goals.
So you really need to be, well, you need to set goals based on not only your ability to reach them, but also things that are not in conflict with your personality?
Well,
or can they be in conflict?
Oh, thank you for that question. That's a really interesting point. There are going to be things that are not going to be your preference that you need to do to achieve your goal, but you can also recognize what is it about my personality if you have the benefit of for instance, taking the Myers-Briggs personality instrument. If you have the ability then to be able to say, okay, what do I bring to this? What's going to be the thing that's going to fuel this? What are the things that might hold me back?
All right. So personality does play a role in whatever goal-setting opportunity that we have in business and in our personal life. So when we talk about business, I mean, we're entering into a new year. What's going on with Tara? What are you guys doing? You got any goals for this organization?
Thank you so much for asking. We have a lot. We've spent the last 2 days in executive meetings actually setting goals and then setting how we were, the steps and the deadlines that we were going to need and who is going to be responsible for what, so that we do achieve them through the year and so that we have a roadmap going into 2019. And we have very many goals. We're expanding the facility right now. We have a studio that's in the works upstairs. And we, in quarter one, each quarter this year, we're going to really take a look at one piece of the curriculum. And appropriately, in Q1, we're going to take a look at self-awareness. What a wonderful time to put out articles on all of our social media platforms and with the show, Your Invisible Toolbox. We're going to take a look at self-awareness and the different things that go into it, articles that will help people understand what it can inform them of and how it can help them in their careers and in their personal lives. And so we're pretty excited about that. And we have a public workshop coming up end of February that is on self-knowledge, self-awareness for any individual that really wants to take the Myers-Briggs. And then the activities are so great in terms of learning how does this knowledge about myself affect how I interact with
others. You're
going
to have to keep us informed on that so we can tell people
about
it.
It's an exciting one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a public workshop.
It's a public workshop.
Nice.
So anyone can enroll. They can just go to www.tarot.com. But that's our Q1 focus is self-awareness. So we'll be putting a lot of things out on our media platforms with regards to that.
And so we've gone full circle. Self-awareness is what we started talking about with the difference of making a goal or a resolution.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Good stuff. Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen, talking about, about setting goals, resolutions, and how to get there. I have fascinating stuff. And as always, the Chief Learning Officer here never ceases to educate. And so thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michael.